The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vieren. And today's message, I believe, is actually an exciting one. It's something that is very, very necessary to each and every believer. And it's something that's going to kind of set the record straight for a lot of people. And I just want to share this awesome message with you. And I've been praying about it. You know, I didn't want to just say, hey, Lord, you know what? Let's just slap a message together. You know, it's for Monday. No. I went before the Lord and I prayed about it. And I wanted a good message for everyone. Praise God. Something that's actually going to benefit you guys. And so I was praying about it. And the Lord gave me this message. Check this out. It is called Be Led, Not Misled. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? Now, let's just get into a word of prayer. And then we can jump into today's Bible lesson. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. And Dad, I want to thank you for giving me the topic on what to preach on today. I want to thank you for giving me the scriptures. I want to thank you, Lord, for giving me the title. But now, Lord, I want to thank you in advance for leading me. And Lord, I just open this podcast up to you. Lord, have your way in this podcast. Say what you want to say. Use me, Lord. I'm all yours. And Lord, for everyone listening to this, Lord, just help them. Lord, open their ears and open their hearts to understand and to grasp this. Because Lord, this is where a lot of people are failing. And Lord, we want to make things right. And so Lord, I thank you in advance in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Okay, so like I said, this message is called Be Led, Not Misled. Now, I want to start off by reading a very, very familiar verse of scripture. And this is a scripture that I heard when I was a lot younger. And it's a scripture that while I was working for a certain restaurant where my boss at that time, he got a hold of the scripture. And he really loved the scripture. As a matter of fact, he loved the scripture so much, he had it put on his bucky. I kid you not, he put it on his bucky. He was so impressed with the scripture. And there was a few things inside the restaurant that he had the scripture reference put on. And he was very impressed with it. And that's why I actually remember it. It's because of him. But I have heard it before. And I know a lot of you have heard the scripture before. Let us go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And I'll be reading it to you from the New International Version. And listen to this. This is our Father speaking. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So I need to read this again, and we're just going to break it down. I'm just going to point out one or two stuff to you. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So do you see that the Lord has plans for us? Okay, I want you to grasp that. God has plans for us. Now, a lot of people will say, yes, I know God has plans for me. I always knew God has plans for me. You know, Brother Andrew, you're not telling me something new. I believe there are a lot of people that's going to see what I'm saying. God has plans for us. Not the devil's plans, not your plans. God has plans for us. Let me read that again. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." The Lord has plans for us. Listen, there are three different types of plans. There's God's plans, there's the devil's plans, and there's our plans. Okay? I'm not talking about our plans. I'm not talking about the devil's plans. God has plans for us. You know, a lot of people think they know God's plans. A lot of people have their own desires in their heart, and they think that their plans is God's plans. Your plans are not God's plans, and God's plans are not your plans. There's a lot of people that just marry who they want, and they say, "This was God." No, it wasn't. You cannot go out there, even if it's to a Christian dating site, and add someone and start talking and get married and say, "This was God." No, it was you. You signed up yourself on that dating site. God didn't walk into your room, you know, switch on your Mac and log in to that dating site. He didn't do that. You did it. There's a lot of people that chase woman. There's a lot of women that chase men and they say, this is God. There's a lot of people that go to church and they meet their spouse in the church and then they say, this was God. Just because you met someone in the church, I don't care how good the church is, it doesn't make it God. That is our plans. There's a lot of people that grow up desiring to do a certain thing and they do it as a career and then they say, this was God. And that's the problem with Christians. You know, they intertwine the two and they say, you know what, my plans is God's plans. They don't want to call it their plans in case they mess up. Then all of a sudden they start blaming God. You can't do your own plans and then say it was God. God has plans for us. You have plans for yourself. And then obviously Satan has his own plans for you. But I'm not talking about your plans. I'm not talking about the devil's plans. I'm talking about God's plans. And I'm camping on this for a little while because you're going to see what I'm saying a little later. So let me say this again. God has plans for you. You've got your own plans and then the devil has his own plans for you. So how does a person walk in God's plans? Now, something you got to realize, okay, is the fact that our Heavenly Father is a spirit. Okay, you and I are spirit beings. We know this. You know, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When a person drops down dead in the natural, they continue living in the supernatural. You know, a lot of people do go to hell. And then there's those that have made Jesus the Lord and Savior of their lives. And then they go to heaven. Okay, we're dealing with a supernatural God. And I know there's a lot of Christians that would love it to be this simple where you just go into prayer and you say, Lord, what am I called to do? Who am I called to marry? Where am I supposed to live? And then you hear a quick audible voice and then, you know, everything, your whole future gets displayed right there before you. And you're like, okay, thanks, Lord. And then you walk out the room. God is a spirit. We are spirit beings. We need to dig out that answer. He has given that answer to us, but we need to dig it out of the realm of the spirit. Okay, and I'm going to be very honest with you, many times that does take time. You know, why does it take time? Because number one, Christians aren't developed in seeking God. They're not developed in those things. There's a lot of people, for example, when it comes to dating, you know, when it comes to the point in a person's life where they want to settle down and they decide, you know what, they want God's highest will and they go before him and they start off well and then they're not seeing anything happen quick enough and then they start looking around and they start flirting with the opposite sex and, you know, all that action on their side, it cancels out their prayers because God will lead us to do something. But you'll notice that the leading doesn't come straight away. You got to stand in faith for that leading. But people don't want to do that. So we hear that God has plans for us. And we would like to walk in those plans. I'm not talking about our plans here. I'm not talking about our plans. You know, I'm talking about those Christians. They want to be mature sons and daughters of God. They don't want to stay children of God. They want to grow up into sons and daughters of God. There's a big difference between just being a child of God or being a son or daughter of the Most High God. Big difference. You know, yes, if you're a Christian, you belong to God, no matter what level you're on. But then there's those that mature in the Word of God and they learn how to operate in their faith that God has given them. They learn how to seek the kingdom so all these things can be added unto them. And then you get those Christians that they could be saved for 9 whole long years and nothing has changed in their life. They're still very immature. They don't know how to pray. They cannot sit through a podcast. They cannot sit through a church meeting. They're always bickering. They're always racist. They don't want to read the Bible. They think the Bible's boring. You know, they never trust God for anything. They depend heavily on the world. There's a big difference between just being a child of God and a son or daughter of the Most High God. So here's the thing. If you want to find out God's plans for you. Now, I need to say this. If you're going to go into this whole thing thinking you know what those plans are, then I would suggest you don't just bother at all. You've already made up your mind. When you're seeking God's will, you need to put your own desires one side. You need to forget everything you think it is. Because if you keep leaning toward a certain thing, that's all you're going to be hearing. And you're going to miss God 100% of the time. You need to go into seeking God with a clean slate. You're not leaning toward any certain thing. Even when it comes to careers, I've seen this time and time and time and again where Christians think they know what they're called to do and they refuse to pray things out. Or they'll say, I have prayed this out. Really? You spent 2 minutes in prayer? Okay. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. So if you really want to know what God has called you to do, who God has called you to marry, where God wants you to live, etc., 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 you need to forget everything you think it is. You need to go in there and you need to say, Lord, I'm surrendering to you. I'm forgetting everything that I think it is. I'm putting all that aside. I want to hear from you. Now, that is a mature son or daughter of the Most High God. But baby Christians won't do that. And a person can be 50 years old and they could be saved for 25 years and they could still be a baby Christian because they are not maturing in the things of God. Now, a lot of people run to different people. This is very important. I want you to hear this out. A lot of people run to others to find out what God's will is. And I'm honest with you, that can be very, very, very dangerous. That could be very costly because now you're going to another man. And, you know, Jesus didn't outsource his death to someone else. Jesus died himself for us. Jesus became God's wisdom for us, not another man. You know, other people can miss it. Other people do miss it. There are mature Christians that have missed it from time to time. Okay, but obviously, like the baby Christians will miss it all the time if they don't practice growing up. But there have been mature Christians that have missed it. So it's a gamble always running to someone else because they're going to tell you what they think is the truth. But this is what 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says. It says, God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom itself. Do you see that? God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made Jesus to be wisdom itself. If you're not running to Jesus and you're running to another man, you're going to make a mistake because people miss it. There are people that miss it. And I've said this many times. Everyone wants to be known as a prophet and evangelist and this and this. And you always hear people talking about titles, 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 titles. The Bible didn't say we must make our own name great. But there's people that go out there and they hammer on their title. I want to tell you the story. There was a certain church that I used to go to. And the church was good. It was a good church. And I have the utmost respect for the senior pastor. But there was this one man that worked in this church. And he used to go around prophesying way too much. Okay, and I'm honest with you. God doesn't do that. God doesn't lead people to prophesy on a daily because then he wouldn't have to give us his word. But he gave us his word to get to know him so we can hear from him directly. But, you know, there's people that just like the shine. They like the shine. They want people to run to them. They don't want people to run to God. They don't want to teach people how to hear directly from the Lord. And this person goes around prophesying literally all the time. And it was a bit too much, I'm honest. And I remember I saw on social media, I was friends with him. And he was doing his thing and he was prophesying to someone. He was doing a live video or something. And someone commented on his post and they said, you know, I received a lot of words in the past and none of them came to pass. And I thought, there it is. There it is. You know, because you're not hearing from the Lord anymore. You're running to man. Man makes mistakes. You know, you always got to belong to a ministry or a church that teaches you how to hear directly from the Lord. And I'm just going to jump to James chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. Listen to this. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Listen to this. This is verse 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Do you see how the Bible talks about the fact that there are two types of wisdoms? There's wisdom from beneath and there's wisdom from above. Now, the wisdom from above, that is Jesus. I just read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. But if you are going to people to have your questions answered, like I said, it's costly, it's dangerous, because people make mistakes. Listen, Jesus is the only one that has all the answers. But why are Christians running to other people when Jesus has been made unto us wisdom? Now, yes, you know, we belong to ministries and people belong to churches and all that. And you learn how to use your faith. But when it comes to situations pertaining to your own personal life, you cannot run to other people. People don't have the answers. Jesus is the answer. If you go to Jesus and you pray this thing out, you will get the right answer every single time. Listen to this scripture. This is 1 John chapter 2, verse 26 to 27. It says, "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you." Okay, we've seen a lot of that in the church. You know, it says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Do you see how we have received the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's living on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit's leading us, teaching us. We don't need to go to another man. And that's why Christians are just in a mess. The body of Christ is in a mess because they're doing their own thing. They are not going directly to wisdom himself. Now, God has given us wisdom so we can understand his plans. But people don't want that. They don't want to pray things out. They don't want to spend time in the Word. They don't want to sacrifice a couple of pleasures. They want quick answers right now, right now, right now. And that is costly. That is costly. In this church years ago, there was a man that came down and he was a guest speaker. And after the service, he was laying hands on people and, you know, prophesying and all that. He was telling my brother things that the Lord did not tell my brother. The Lord was telling my brother certain things and this man was telling my brother other things and they didn't line up. And my brother said, "Nope, that's not for me." Because my brother was listening to the Spirit of God in him. And too many times Christians want the quick way out. They don't want to get into the trenches. You know, they don't want to seek the kingdom. They want to seek someone at their local church. And they want to go to him and say, "Listen, I need a quick word. What must I do?" You know, and then this person's just going to give them any random thing. It can be costly and it can set your life back. Listen, God has plans for us. And if you're not following his plans, you're following worldly plans. And if you're following worldly plans, we cannot turn around and blame God when things go south because they will go south. Jesus is our wisdom. Jesus is our wisdom. I'm going to say that again. Jesus is our wisdom. So learn to get into the presence of God. Learn to receive that answer by faith because God wants you to have that answer. That's why he gave you his Holy Spirit. He made Jesus to be wisdom itself for you. And the Bible says for your benefit. You're supposed to be benefiting from Jesus being God's wisdom. Jesus connects you to those answers, but it's going to take discipline on your side, downloading those answers by faith. Hope this message blessed you, and just please run to God. Stop running to your local church to get quick answers. Stop running to anyone that says they prophesy. Learn to run to Jesus. Learn to grow up to become mature sons and daughters of the Most High God. Learn to receive those answers. Those answers are already yours. I really, really hope this message blessed you, and I truly hope that you're going to grow up in these things and please the Father. God loves you, we love you, and remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.